I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you today? The sun is shining, the sky is blue.
I know. Oh, it's a beautiful day, and I'm pretty good. I don't know. I can't remember what day we recorded last week, and if I shared that I have a new baby niece.
You did not share it.
Yes.
I don't believe.
So I have a new, she's actually my first niece. I have nephews.
Right.
But this is my first niece, and a little while ago, I got to FaceTime with her, which was really
that's
nice.
Awesome.
So, I guess it's like the next best thing. They live down in New York City, so I won't be visiting anytime soon, and I'm excited to meet her, but FaceTime is the next best thing, so that really put me in a good mood today.
It is. Well, that is, congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And the fact, especially since you don't have any nieces yet, so my guess is she's going to be spoiled.
Well, she is, but I also have two girls, so my nephew on that side, he's like the little prince, because now he's still the only boy.
Oh, okay. All right.
But,
and so for the girls, they're going to have, they're going to have a cousin. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That. Mother and baby are doing well?
Oh, yeah. The whole family is doing great.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So today's podcast is like really different.
Yeah.
And it's and like I said to you at the beginning, we have no idea. I have no idea how long this is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But so let me just walk our listeners through how I got here. So the other morning, and some of our listeners know that I watch the sunrise from Jupiter, Florida, almost every morning. Not mm-hmm. every morning. It gets harder because sunrise is earlier, right?
Yes, I've been watching the recordings.
It was pretty easy in March when it was starting later in the morning.
Yeah,
and we've known that there have been some tropical storms going around in Florida, so there haven't been really nice sunrises. I'm going to be honest with you. There was some where I turned it on and I knew there is no way we're going to see a sunrise,
mm-hmm.
and it was really windy. And the microphone on my mentor's, I think he might just use an iPhone. It was not good. So I would turn the volume down and at some point literally just turn it off. But the other morning, it was amazing. I mean, the ocean was almost calm and you could just see this beautiful sunrise starting. And I'm doing things while I'm watching the sunrise. I just don't sit there and stare at it. Maybe I should, but I don't. And at one point, I looked away, and when I went back, it was gone. I mean, not the signal, not the feed, the sun. Like, what happened to the sunrise? It was completely obscured by these really dark, dark clouds. And I thought, what a bummer. I mean, I was really looking forward to this beautiful sunrise, waking me to a new day. Everything was going to be great. And just like that, it was gone. So then I kept looking and I'm like feeling sorry for myself and I'm staring at it. And then all of a sudden I started to see this red ember of something glowing like on the water. I didn't even see the sun. I saw the water. And then all of a sudden it started to get a little bit brighter. And then the next thing I knew, there was this just a strip of gold on the water. And then that began to widen, and then over a period of just a few moments, this brilliant wide band of just gold raced from the horizon up to the beach, and next thing you knew, everything was just engulfed in this beautiful sunshine. And so I thought, there's got to be a lesson. You know, There's got to be a lesson that I'm supposed to learn. God's trying to teach me something here. And so as I reflected on it, and this is what I wrote on the post this morning, was this. These three things. There are times in life when we wonder where the sun is, when in truth, it's always there. Yes, clouds obscure our view, but the clouds can never silence its brilliance and warmth. We may not see it, but we see the effects of the sun each day as it dispels the darkness. So even though we don't see the sun, and I know all of our listeners know this, but even when we don't see the sun, it's still there. We still see the effects of the sun because darkness has been dispelled. When the clouds pass, the sun is able to shine with brilliance and race at, and I put pardon the pun, light speed. Like, as soon as the clouds are gone, light just is everywhere. But then I thought there has to be a deeper message in this for me, and it was this. Goodness and hope are like the sun. The darkness of fear, evil, and worry may try to hide the goodness and hope, but they are both there all the time, goodness and hope, that is. And as the ancient text reminds us, you don't overcome evil with evil, you overcome evil with good. And it really had me thinking about, you know, what does it mean? You know, or how, not what does it mean, but how can I spread goodness? How can I spread kindness? And then, as I reflected a little bit more, I was reminded of this. So if anybody's lived in Syracuse for any length of time, or at least was alive before, let's say, 1990, and listening to WSYR, WSYR was known for having amazing radio shows. And there was a guy that retired, his name was Don Dower, and he actually retired in 1990, just after Christmas, just before the new year of into 1991. Don Dower retired, and he had been one of the voices on WSYR for 39 years. And his audience was typically farmers, dairy farmers, you know, sportsmen, hunters, people that were outdoorsy kind of people, people that were, like me, factory workers that were going to work early in the morning. And he would always have this hymn of the morning that he would play. And he had this, and he probably only had three or four or five. I mean, he might have had five. I don't know. But one of them, the verse in the chorus went like this. It said, "Sing a song, spread some cheer. There are sad and lonely people everywhere. Be a friend, show some love. It will lift them from the dungeons of despair." And then the chorus is what I really remember. So I actually had to do some searching to find out what the real lyrics of the song were. It said, "Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go long with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place." So I know it sounds a little bit like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but I just couldn't help but think that maybe that's what we're missing now. What are your thoughts? Am I completely off my rocker?
You know, I'm still processing. I obviously do get to see this before we record. And I read through it yesterday and we talked about it today, and it all makes sense to me, but it's never been something I've really like thought about or drew the parallels. Uh-huh. And I just keep thinking about the situation we're in now and have been in for a few months, and like how we've had to find those sunshiny moments. So of course, you know, now I'm not really talking about the actual sun. But I think focusing on the small things that are within our control that can be good for us, or that can serve others, or that can just shed even like the smallest amount of kindness or spread the smallest amount of happiness or hope can make such a difference.
Right. And, right.
Like I've talked about this before. Like I love to live chat with customer service agents. Mm-hmm. Call customer service. And I always like to, whenever I do that, I always think like, I want to be the best person they talk to all day.
Yes.
And like not be, because I always imagine that that's like a really, that's got to be a tough job, and that, yes, you talk to a lot of really unhappy people, and like if I can just be the sunshine for them today, like then my work here is done, and the likelihood of me getting the outcome that I want increases. But it does make sense. It's so easy to focus on the darkness and fear and things like that. But what if we shifted our mindset and thought more about the sunshine and the hope and joy. Like you mentioned joy in the chorus of the hymn, and that looks different for a lot of people, but for everyone, it does the same thing. Like right. we all need joy in our lives. It's which is different from like feeling happy.
Yes.
Or
yes.
being content. Like joy is different. It's more, yep. it like radiates like the sunshine.
Yes, exactly. You know, spreading joy. And you know, I really think that, you know, our country's going through a very challenging time now. And I, you know, one of my daily attitude posts that I put out, and I know you get to see it, was, you know, I used some of the words from the preamble of our Constitution that said, you know, in order to set forth a more perfect union, that it's like a continuous striving to get better. And I've also, our listeners know that when I've in a bunch of the series of podcasts that we've done over the last, let's say, 10 weeks, I talked about the fact that whenever we're in a difficult time or in a crisis, it takes us out of automatic mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we've, you know, no more autopilot. We got to grab the wheel, get our foot back on the gas or the brake and take control. And I think what we need now is people to just understand now we need to take control and be kind. And literally that kindness, sharing, spreading joy, spreading a deep happiness is something that, like the light, will warm the world, like the sun, will warm everyone around us. When you're nice to a customer service person, oh my goodness, I'm sure you made their day. You might have been the only nice person that they spoke to that day. That's amazing. And who knows what you may have, you know, you may have set up for them a better, whole better day, better reaction for their kids, their spouse when they got home at night. If they're blessed to have a family, all of those things just to me are huge. Mm-hmm. They're really huge. You know, one of the things, so I found a podcast, it's brand new. It's called A Bit of Optimism with Simon Sinek, which still makes me funny that a guy whose last name is Sinek is an optimist. But anyways, he had a podcast about relationships that he did with some dear friends of his. And one of his friends said this. He said, before our most recent experiences, now he said it a little different. He used the word with the dash and the numbers that we don't use. Life was so full of rewards that normal moments started to feel like lows.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a minute. Everything was going so well, and everything, you could have anything you wanted type of thing. You know, you wanted an amazing meal, you just go to the restaurant and get the meal. And what that meant was that if we couldn't get that, then just a normal meal was a letdown. And what he said was this. He said, that for at least he and his wife, there has been a restoration of the beauty in normal moments. The restoration of the beauty in normal moments. That just, it really, and it was interesting when he said it, you could hear Simon just go, ooh. You know, like there were so many of these deep, profound comments that they were both making back and forth. And so my question for I asked myself was, you know, am I seeing a restoration of appreciation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about, we were so used to seeing friends. We were so used to having people around and just being able to go do something that all of a sudden it became precious to be able to just go see them in a parking lot. I remember the first time our family went to my parents' apartment building. You know, they have a ground floor apartment, and they came out on the balcony, and we stood in the parking lot to see them. And just the look on my mom and dad's faces as they saw their great-grandchildren, right? We had a lady from our church that had a birthday, an older lady, and my family, we just met to sing for her. It was just, those types of moments became really, really precious. All we did was sing happy birthday. You know, but we can't contact with people. So we valued even just seeing people. I'm really hoping that we can kind of get a greater appreciation. One of the things, Simon Sinek wrote a book, Leaders Eat Last. And one of the things that Simon wrote in that book is he talked about brain chemicals and how it really affects leadership. And he made a comment in the podcast that I listened to today. He said, this is before our current situation. Our lives were so filled with dopamine and adrenaline and the pursuit of both that anything that didn't offer that was a physical low. So if you think about it, it's almost like we were addicted to good times. We were addicted to things that gave us a real quick hit of happiness. And then he went on to say in the podcast that oxytocin and serotonin, those are what he refers to in his book as the love chemicals. He said they take time to develop. And so he said when we're thinking about our relationships with people, are we looking for the quick hits or are we looking for the long term, you know, long building relationships that take years to really establish, but that give us this richness, this joy that you were talking about a minute ago, that shallow things don't have. You know, you had mentioned something that you were messaging a friend, mm-hmm. talking about some difficult times. And what was the awareness that the two of you had? Do you remember what you told me?
Yeah. So, you know, that was kind of like the quick hit, right? Like I was texting a friend who also has two small kids. I truthfully was complaining, you know, about how difficult things feel right now. And I think I used the words, I just need a break. And, you know, she kind of came back like, oh, I feel you. Like, I totally understand, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, you know, why don't we like talk on the phone? That might make us feel better. Right. And she was so right. Like to have that connection, that yes. the nurturing our relationship. I mean, we've been friends for, I think now 10 or 11 years. It's not like we need to get to know each other more. It's that
yep.
like we haven't seen each other beyond drive-by birthday parties. And we typically go out to dinner and like we haven't been able to do any of those things. And she's right. Like we need that connection to yep. people. And I had taken for granted the opportunity to spend time with my friends. And now like that, you know, that's the new way. So like maybe we can't go out to dinner, but we can talk on the phone or right. we can get takeout and sit 10 feet away from each other. That was my next idea. But yeah, it's, I have I place a lot more value on those phone calls now than I had before.
Very good.
Whereas like a lot of us yeah. are probably like, don't call me. I mean, especially people my age, right? We're like, don't call me, just send a text.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. You're like, can't you just text me?
Like, yeah. Now it's like,
Can't we just talk?
I think I shared with you that I was walking up and down my street the other day and I saw my neighbor from a very far distance, but I still like yelled to him because I like so desperately just wanted to talk to a different human than the ones that are within the walls of my home.
Yep. And you love the humans in the walls of your home.
I do. Oh, yeah. But it's just like, it's like a dog, like squirrel. I was like, Bob's outside. Bob, how's the dog? How's your garden? Like literally, how is anything in your life right now? Just talk to me.
Sure. I think one of the things in the lyrics, because you mentioned that when I was reading lyrics of the song, you know, the word joy was there. And it's interesting the way the word is used. Okay. So it says, sorry, wouldn't be the next page if I wouldn't cough. Excuse me.
One more.
It says, show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go along with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's not just going to show up in your lap. Like you're not just.
It's not going to, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reach for it. And then when you find that joy within your life, because it's there if you look for it, just like the sun, when the clouds obscure the sun, it doesn't mean the sun isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
It's always there. As long as time will be, the sun will be there, right? But it says reach for joy and then wear a happy face. And, you know, give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world. So you're just reaching out to people. And I'm really hoping as as you know, our state gets to open back up, that when people see other human beings, they just smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we have our masks on, but you know, you can tell when somebody's smiling just by their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And be kind to people, and you know, offer a helping hand. Just whether it's the customer service person, you know, and you get, I'm sure you get much better customer service than mm-hmm. anybody else. You know, one of my sons was telling me that I forgot where he was, but somebody was literally berating a sales clerk. You know, and he was just like, really? This poor soul was at a restaurant takeout, you know, desk at one of the restaurants in town. And this person comes in and he is just such a jerk. Don't be like that. You don't need to be like that. You're not going to get any better service by being a jerk. Mm-hmm. Just be nice. You come to an intersection. Let the person, you know, I love those four-way stops. You're like trying to figure out, okay, who gets to go when? Just mm-hmm. let the people go. And smile, wave type of thing. So again, this, I didn't think this would be long. I think it's just so simple, but it's just reach for the joy and wear a happy face. And we're going to make the world a better place. You know, reach out to people that you think are hurting. Call your friends. You know, call your colleagues and just say, hey, how are you? And as Chris Hogan would say, and look, you know, of course you can't do it on the phone. You know, if you could do it in person, look them in the eye and see what their eyes are telling you. Did their voice say they're fine, but their eyes are telling you there's something else going on? You know, take a meal to somebody. Just something to make people smile. How's that? This was different, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's just a, you know, good reminder.
Yeah. Because you know what? It was something else that I heard Simon Sinek say. I was listening to a Q&A, and this was what he said. He goes, you know, there's all these people that are saying the system is broken, talking about our society. But he said, guess what? We are the system.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's broken, it's because we're broken. And we need some healing. And kindness is a really good medicine for things that are broken. So, we're gonna end on a positive note. Anything exciting happening?
I don't think I have anything out of the ordinary. How about you?
Okay. So I don't know if people heard the thunders heard above me here, but my daughter's here with her three kids. My son-in-law is going to be coming a week, you know, like a week later. So, you know, Bethany's here with the kids and we're going to spend, you know, 2.5 weeks together. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. There's nothing nicer than seeing those little smiling faces early in the morning. And it's also nice that they go to bed early at night. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but seriously.
And it was funny when I got, just before I got ready to record, you know, I opened the door to, cause Silas, my grandson was playing and he goes, oh, I'll go upstairs. Papa, they call me Papa. And I said, oh, no, Sally, you don't have to. I just want to let you know I'm going to record and you're big enough to be quiet. He goes, oh, okay. A big smile on his face. He mm-hmm. sat back down and he's playing with Lincoln Logs or something. Mm-hmm. But it's great. So it's a great time at the Freund house.
Yep.
And that we're just
like going to
find ways to spread some joy.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week, but who knows? I might see a sunrise tomorrow morning and come up with something to write about. So
works for me.
So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.